BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Paul Manafort, the campaign chairman for the US Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, has resigned. There have been allegations that Mr. Manafort received secret payments for lobbying work on behalf of the party of the deposed Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych. He has denied any wrongdoing. The BBC Washington correspondent says his resignation is more likely the result of dwindling support for Mr. Trump. The International Paralympic Committee says its games will go ahead in Rio in September, but there will be cuts to the numbers of venues and staff because of a budget shortfall. The chairman said the anticipated support from Rio 2016's organising committee had not matched that originally promised. The European Olympics chief, Pat Hickey, has been denied bail and has been taken to prison in Brazil. The 71-year-old was arrested on Wednesday, accused of involvement in the illegal resale of Olympic tickets. Proposals by conservatives in Germany to introduce a partial ban on the burqa are being opposed by the junior party in the governing coalition. The German Interior Minister said regional leaders had agreed on a proposal for tougher security measures, but the Justice Minister, who's from the SPD, said debates about the burqa and security should be kept separate. Residents in the Syrian city of Hasaka say government warplanes have hit Kurdish districts for the second day running. Thousands are reported to have fled their homes. Hasaka is mainly under the control of a Kurdish militia, the YPG. Officials in the US state of Florida say five cases of the Zika virus have been identified in Miami-Dade County. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has now issued advice to pregnant women to avoid the South Beach area, which is popular with tourists. Firefighters say they're making significant gains against a wildfire in Southern California. They say the fire, which has scorched about 150 square kilometres, is now 26% contained. Thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes. BBC News.